Welcome to another Neil's Minutes. I'm recording this one after the one I talked about going to Australia and the things I'm feeling. About 3 weeks ago, God spoke to Dana and I both separately that there was going to be trouble. Before I got on the plane to go to Australia, that there was going to be some serious trouble show up. And when we did bring it up to each other, of course, at that point, we stopped and prayed that God would have his way and that the enemy would not, God would show us how to walk through this period of time. Since he showed us that it's coming, and we prayed that it would be gone, but the reality was that I don't know of a way that we weren't tested. I don't know of a way that we did not encounter trouble, spiritually, physically, mentally, cars, people. You know, it was crazy. And the troubles weren't because we're perfect. The troubles are because we stepped out to do something that God had ordained 24 years ago, or 21 years ago, sorry. The reality of the time, this last 3 weeks, it was just amazingly affecting our finances, affecting our home, affecting our cars, affecting our, all of it. It just, and I wished I could say that I was perfect in this, but I wasn't. Because of the amount of stress and because of what I feel about what's coming, that it is important and that I need to be in a place of freedom. So I'm always praying, God, deal with whatever it is in me that you need to deal with, that I may be in the right place to be an encounter with you for the people, or that they would encounter you if they encounter me. My prayers are broken, Lord, break me, destroy me. And through all these struggles that came, that God had told us were coming, by yesterday evening, by last night, I don't have anything left of Neil, in a sense. There was a incredible breaking of my fleshly desire to walk in the spirit, in a sense, I guess you'd say, and be this person that God knows I already am. The reason I'm sharing is because I think it's significant that a lot of times when God speaks to us and shows us something that we're going to do, it's like Jesus said, you're going to be persecuted and you're going to have trials and tribulations, and be of good cheer because I've overcome them. And yet there is this going through it. There's the going through. It's like Jesus, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, is going, but God, if there is another way for this to happen, I'm good with that happening and not having to go to the cross. So clear up until the day that he left this earth to, and it became a different eternal being again, there's trials, there's tribulations, there's the enemy. And sometimes in the midst of the trials and the tribulations, we lose sight of who we are and we lose our peace. And we don't recognize soon enough the ramifications of all that's happening and why. I tell people a lot of times, and I tell myself too, but last night Dana and I were going, all of this is not happening because we're in sin. All of this is happening because of the enemy sees that we're going to do something with God that he doesn't want us to do, because it's going to affect the kingdom. It's going to bring the kingdom to bear on earth. And so looking back at it and in thinking about all that he's spoken and all he took us through and every victory, there were things in my truck that were, if it was true, what was wrong with it, is going to cost me bucks, quite a bit of bucks to get it fixed. And Jeremiah, one of my good friends and fellow Christian followers, he says, I'll come over and look at it. I've got a lot of experience on it. And he comes over and he found a terminal that I could not see and couldn't get to. And it was corroded, and he cleaned it up, and the truck runs perfect. It didn't cost a dime. Brakes on my trailers weren't working, and they told me that it could cost up to $800 to replace the brakes and, you know, whatever it is that was wrong with it. And then they were having struggles getting to it and getting it done, and they'd started it, but then other things took priority, and I went and had to talk and with them, and it still was another day before they got to it. But when they presented me the bill, and he told me it's $505, and I'm just going, crap. You know, here we are. You know, and he looked at me, and he got on the computer, and he says, $390. I just laughed, because God showed his hand over and over again in the midst of the crises that we thought we were going through. But they're just trials to distract us and divide us. And some of the stuff that's happened and that we floundered in, they're going to affect the future for sure. I don't know how we'll ever come to the place that we don't fall to some of the enemy's snares and traps and trials. But there's one thing, and that is the statement, but God. But God knew what he was doing to refine us and bring us to the place of truly that we'd been praying for at this time, and said it would be no longer Neil and Dana that live, but Christ who lives within us. That we would be in the place of freedom to allow Christ to do what he needs to do in us, to see what he wants to see and happen in his kingdom. And that's a continuous thing, but it's at this time it seemed like a bigger, he honored my prayers. Whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it costs, if there's anything in me that will hinder your walk through me, tear it out, tear it down, tear me apart. You know, whatever, Lord, I just want to be in a place of vulnerability and humility before you. So last night was the first night I've slept in a week. It's just been 3 or 4 hours, and then I'm just caught in the turmoil and the trials of what's going on, and they kept multiplying, and in reality, when they multiplied, I should have been going, oh, this should be interesting, you know, but instead I was going, oh, crap, yeah, this is not good, you know, and I can't just not do anything, and yeah, all of that garbage. So I want to encourage you that even though garbage shows up, And you fall to the garbage, you fall to the innuendos, you fall to the lies of the enemy, you fall to whatever it is. Whatever it is, I want you to remember, but God. But God is rich in mercy and grace, and his righteousness endures forever, and that he is. He surrounds us with his presence, and he'll see us through the midst of our trials and tribulations. And did I fail? Did Dana and I fail? No. And I say that for one reason. We never stayed down. We kept going back to God. We kept getting up. We kept walking forward. And I know that God's going to work all of the stuff out that we went through, all of the things. His hand is evident in all that he's doing. So don't think because you go through trials that you're a bad person or you're in sin. God's just weeding your garden. God's just straightening the path. God's removing the rocks from your road. But he does it because he loves you and he knows who he needs you to be. So don't get caught in a place where you think that you're in sin and what you're dreaming of or what you think you should do will never come to happen. 21 years after he gave me a vision of going to Australia and meeting some Aboriginal leaders, I'm going. Is it because of my perfection? I think I just cleared that up just a few minutes ago. No, it's because I never quit and I don't look back. I press forward for the mark of the high calling of the Lord Jesus. I don't surrender to the enemy. I don't give up and say, oh, look what I've done. Now it's over. No, no. God will make all things work together for good to those that are called according to his purpose. And I think we all that are in Christ are called according to his purpose. So he's going to make whatever happens work for good if we continue to give it to him. If we continue to get up and go, Jesus, I love you. I just want to please you. I want to walk with you. I want to know you. And that's the key. Don't quit. Don't quit. Yes, life is a series of struggles and triumphs and in the world's view, losses. But in God's view, the only way we can lose is to quit, to give up, to sit down. So blessings upon you, as I said in the earlier message, and if you think about me in the coming month, pray that I would live in a surrendered state of being with Jesus, that he, the people that come might encounter him, and that the earth and his kingdom would be brought together. In Jesus' name, amen.